All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio today with Cammie Kisteman, the program director and choir and drama teacher at the Lantern Middle School and LVHS, here today to talk about the upcoming production of Hello Dolly. She's brought along a bunch of students here today. recognize some of the old faces back from when I was a teacher. This will be coming up on the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Before we dive into talking about the production, Cammie, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. Thanks, Vince.
So how are things going for you over at the schools this year with the upcoming production season?
Good. We have a lot of interest, which is really great. We don't have any kind of traditional drama program, per se, at the high school. And so everything that you see on stage happens because of the community and their volunteer, their support, their expertise. Every year we bring in more and more community members to help these kids put on a really great production. And the interest and the enthusiasm grows as every year we have more and more kids come out and participate in these productions.
It's got to be kind of cool to see them grow into these roles throughout the year, because I recognize quite a few of them last year from when you all did Fiddler on the Roof, right?
Right, yes.
Right, so this year is Hello Dolly. What can you tell us about what we can expect from this year's production of Hello Dolly?
Hello Dolly is a lot of fun. For those of you who are not familiar with the production, it takes place in the late 1800s, early 1900s. It's about New York. Upstate New York, and of course New York City, and so we get to see a lot of that area at the turn of the century. So we had Camille Whiting this year on costumes, and she also did choreography, but she did just such a fantastic job in representing the time era that I think you will really have fun seeing that on stage.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. And what can you tell us about some of the kiddos that are involved this year?
Well, we have, again, some familiar faces coming back that you've seen if you went to any of the productions last year or years before. You'll see some familiar faces up there, but we also have some new faces as well. What I love about our productions is that they bring the whole community. So we get quite a few students who are schooled in non-traditional ways, not just at our high school, but we get some homeschool students. We get all of these students coming together to associate and to use their talents to make our program really shine.
Well, and I can just tell by the big group of them out there that you've got a bunch of hams. I'm looking forward to it. You got some stage performers.
We do.
Here.
They're excited to get a microphone in front of their face. So you might be sorry you invited us.
No, never sorry. I always look forward to it. It kind of brings me back to the teaching days. That's for sure. What can you tell us about the specific night of the performances? So it's going to be the 10th, 11th, and 12th, correct?
Sure. So every year we draw more and more of a crowd. There were actually a couple of nights last year with Fiddler on the Roof that we got close to selling max capacity. So I would invite you to come early. The productions begin at 7 p.m. on the dot. We would invite everyone to be in their seats, obviously, before the production begins. And that is a time for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And it's going to be a great show and a lot of fun.
Great show, a lot of fun. And then, like you said, looking for monetary donations this year,
yes,
correct?
Yes, please. Again, we don't have a traditional program or class, and so this is how we pay for our musical every year, is for the monetary donations that we bring in. So most people are really generous, which is always great. They love to support the arts in our community, and we always really appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, Cammie, thank you so much for filling us in. What do you think about getting some of the kiddos in here to showcase some of, do a tease, a preview of what we can expect?
I would say let's get this show on the road.
Let's do it. All right, everyone. We are in studio now with some of the fellas of the Hello Dolly group that are going to be performing on the 10th, 11th, and 12th as part of the Lander Valley High School performance of Hello Dolly, as I mentioned. We're going to let each of these fellas go around and introduce themselves here real quick, starting with you, sir.
So I'm William Bush. I'm playing Cornelius Hackle, who's this just wild clerk who works for the Horace Vandergelder. He hasn't been out in the world very much. He's very excited. He's very, he has a lot of energy. He's a funny guy, and he's just out there trying to have a bit of an adventure.
I think you're going to be a good fit for this, my friend. What are you most excited about for this role?
It's just about having fun, because this character, like I said, he has so much energy. It's just about getting out there, making people laugh, having a lot of fun, and working with everybody is probably one of my favorite things, because all these talented kids, they're all a bunch of great guys.
Heck yeah, I like it. What about you, sir?
I am Finn Gebhardt, and I will be playing Barnaby Tucker in Hello Dolly. So Barnaby is kind of right below Will's character Cornelius in the play. He's also a clerk at Vandergelder's store, and he's definitely more of a kid. He's more immature. He doesn't quite know what he wants. He's just following Cornelius around, hoping to get an adventure, but he's just kind of along for the ride. Very funny, very slapstick-esque. But
yeah. Awesome. Are you excited for this role? What are you bringing to it that you think that others couldn't?
I'm pretty excited just to be able to act with Will. I think we have pretty good chemistry on stage. And then I think that I might be able to bring a certain element of slapstick and comedy that maybe others might struggle to bring. But, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Moving on to Mr. Brett over here.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Brett Pettibone, and I play Horace Vandergelder in this production, the one that owns the shop that both Cornelius and Barnaby work at. The word that is most used to describe Horace is very curmudgeon. I know that that's kind of a strange word, but he's very, like, uptight and, like, by the book. And his whole thing is kind of he's turning to Dolly to try and find a wife, but then he ends up growing as a person, and throughout the production it's just really, really cool to see him grow and see what I can do with the character throughout this production.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Brett, what about you, sir?
I am Sam Bush. I'm playing Ambrose Kemper, and he's an artist who is trying to get married to Mr. Vandergelder's niece, Ermengarde, but because I'm an artist, I don't have very much money. So yes. Mr. Vandergelder doesn't really approve of the marriage, so throughout the play, I'm trying to prove myself that I'm worthy to marry his niece.
And have you been doing these productions for very long?
No, this is only my second production.
Only your second one? What are you looking forward to most?
Just more of the, to be more well-rounded in the acting, since in my last production, my character wasn't very big, but in this one, I'm on stage a lot, and I don't have too many lines, so I have to get good at the silent acting, which is actually a lot harder than a lot of people think. So,
especially on the stage, because how can you project eyebrows and facial expressions? It's difficult, but you look like you're going to do a good job with that. And moving on to the final fellow here today.
I'm David Susanka, and I'm playing a significantly less important character than these other four guys in the room right now. I'm playing Rudolph, who isn't given a last name in the script, but he's a Prussian majordomo of this important restaurant called the Harmonia Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in it near as much as these guys, but he's around, and he adds, like, a little bit of, like, a second opinion on what the heck is going on here.
Okay. I like it, that well-rounded character. What are you looking forward to most about this year's performance?
I think mostly just working with a whole lot of these very talented and skilled people. They're great.
Phenomenal. I love it. Now, you guys have a little bit of a performance here for us today, correct?
Yes, we do. First off, we're going to start with all five of us singing a song entitled It Takes a Woman, which is kind of, it's in the first act, and it's kind of like the basis of what Horace Vandergelder's character is going to be. And then after that, both Sam and Finn are Will, the other Bush boy, are gonna perform a song entitled Sunday Clothes, which you might have heard from another movie.
Awesome. All right, so taking it away here in just a quick second, we've got the LVHS group from Hello Dolly singing a couple songs and performing a little sneak peek of the show.
It takes a woman all powdered and pink to joyously clean out the drain in the sink. And it takes an angel with long golden lashes and soft Dresden fingers for dumping the ashes.
Yes, it takes a woman, a dainty woman, a sweetheart, a mistress, a wife. Oh, yes, it takes a woman, a fragile woman, to bring you the sweet things in life.
Ow!
Thank you.
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers,
Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby, there's a slick town, Barnaby, out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of a world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night where the lights are bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars.
We'll see the shows at Delmonico's and we'll close the town in a whirl. And we won't come home until we've kissed a girl.
There we go. Yeah! And for our listeners who can't see what's going on, they acted out all of that. They were doing the dances and everything, so that was phenomenal. Thanks for coming in here today, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
All right, we've got two more performers coming in here now, four in here total. They're going to be doing what was the name of this next song or the next part?
Elegance.
So Elegance will be coming up here. But before we talk about that, who are these other two performers that just came in here right now?
Hi, I'm Kyra Simonson. I'm playing the part of Irene Malloy, who is a young widow looking for some adventure.
Kyra, what are you excited most about performing as this character?
I get to work with a lot of great other actors, and she just has really fun choreography and singing, and I'm just really excited.
And what about you down here?
Hi, I'm Lizzie Whiting, and I play the part of Minnie Faye in the musical, and I'm Kyra's assistant, or Irene Malloy's assistant, in the Milliner's Hat Shop.
And what are you excited about? What kind of character do you have? Is this a comedic role? Is this kind of a straight person role? What are we looking at here?
My character is very comedic. I'm kind of the dumb blonde friend that never shuts up. So,
are you looking forward to that,
yes.
Getting those laughs?
Yeah, it's really fun.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Yeah, this is a fun group of kids we've got here today. But now we've got a little bit of dialogue on this one, correct? And then going into a song, right?
Yeah, probably just one or two lines of dialogue.
Great. So we're going to go and dive right in to a quick little snippet of Hello, Dolly.
Of course, if you really want to be elegant.
We do.
You walk. Yes, New York. It's really us, Barnaby and Cornelius.
All the guests of Mr. Hackle are feeling great and look spectacular.
What a knack. There is to that acting like a born aristocrat. We've got elegance. If you ain't got elegance, you can never, ever carry it off.
Woo! Thank you.
All right, we have one more quick little performance here from some of the cast members of Hello, Dolly, but we have a new cast member in here that hasn't performed in the last two songs. If you could just introduce yourself real quick and tell us what your character is.
Hi, I'm Eden Law, and I play Ernestina Money.
You did the voice already. I love it.
Yes,
describe the character.
Oh, she's this eccentric woman who tries to throw herself at Horace, but he doesn't get it.
So you're not doing a song now. You're doing one of the bits, correct?
Yeah,
a scene. All right, we're doing a scene. So go ahead and take away the scene. Cast members from Hello, Dolly.
I have told you before, sir, you will have to move. This table is reserved for Mrs. Levi and Party.
And who do you think I am? Only it's Horace Vandergelder and Party. She's in my party. I ain't in hers.
Mr. Vandergelder, of course, it's just Mrs. Levi mentioned nothing about you bringing your...
My personal physician. That's enough rouge, doctor.
Oh, there's never enough rouge.
But Mrs. Levi only ordered a chicken for two.
Chicken? Chickens are dear.
And pate mousson, soup de jour, and parme soufflé.
Oh, you didn't tell me this was an Oriental establishment. We'll take two bowls of rice. Now get out. Now, Miss Money, I understand you have you wear considerable sums in your belt.
Oh, yeah, only it's $2, and it's in my garter.
Guys, that was amazing. That was hilarious. If this is a preview of what's coming, I am definitely excited for that. One more time, thank you to everyone for the cast and crew that's here today from Hello Dolly. Appreciate you guys stopping by.
Very welcome. Thank you for having us.